Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch new, unmissable, exclusive dramas on Sky.
Maria, before we start, Dave in Cork has been on. And he's not the only one, actually, because people have been contacting me on my Instagram saying, after Maria recommended Ted Lasso last week, me and my wife started watching it and we love it. It's so funny.
Yeah. A lot of love for Ted Lasso. And I think it kind of goes under the radar for a lot of people, doesn't it?
I think it's the fact that it's on a channel that, well, not channel, it's on a service called Apple TV. People just don't either have or know they have or care that they have, whatever. If it was on like one of the TV channels, I think people would love it.
Yeah. Well, it's worth it for Ted Lasso. I said that on Friday.
Yeah.
The subscription is worth it. They give you a free trial anyway. So sign up for the free trial when season two has finished releasing. Watch them all and then get out of it. That's what I would do.
The execs at Apple are delighted with you, Maria.
I already said I'd give Dermot my login, so I'd say they're raging with me anyway. I pay for it all, so it makes no difference. Casa Amor is coming back to Love Island. It was announced at the end of last night's episode.
What is this again?
So they basically make a new villa where they put in like more single people. So they separate the boys and girls in the villa now.
Right.
They take out the girls or the boys. It alternates. Say they take out the boys and they put them in the new villa. So in the old villa, they'll put in new boys for the girls.
Okay.
And they'll put in new girls for the boys in the new villa and see how they get on. So they leave them for a few days. And then what it does is it tests the relationships that they've developed in the original villa.
Where they walk back in after a few days and they walk up to the person they were previously coupled up with who has resisted the lure of the new people because they're in love. And the other person walks up and goes, sorry, darling, I've coupled up with Robert.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But they don't have any conversations between leaving and coming back in with their new person or, staying with their old person.
So who's going in? Who's the new people?
So there's a guy from Belfast called Matthew McNabb. He's 26, he's 6'6", and he's a strategic marketing consultant.
My name is Matt. I'm a 26-year-old from Northern Ireland. I really like Kaz because she's got a lot of energy, she's a lot of fun, and she doesn't take herself too serious, so I'm really looking forward to getting to know her. Don't want to stand on anybody's toes, but I've got big feet, so who knows.
It's going to happen, I think, Matt.
I know he's only said about 5 sentences, but he seems quite down to earth.
They always are. They always, they always are when they go in, like the Irish, the Northern Irish. The only thing is, so there's 2 girls going in from Dublin.
Okay.
I don't get the Bangamora off either of them, so I'm a little bit disappointed. But, you know, that could be me just calling it too early.
Absolutely, way too early.
So the first one I play is Salma Nolan. She's 20 years old. She's from Dublin. She's an influencer.
I'm Salma. I'm 20 years old and I'm from Ireland. I honestly believe that I'm a full package. Like, I'm 10 out of 10. Being in a couple isn't really something that would stop me.
Oh, she's up for a bit of mischief. And she gives herself a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. She says she's the bubbliest person in the room and she has a lot of vibrant energy.
Okay.
She's a good looking girl.
Who else is the other one going in?
So the third one going in from Dublin, she's 28. She's an international DJ.
Nice.
Her name is Kayla Troy.
Okay.
I'm Kayla. I'm 28. I'm from Dublin, Ireland. And I'm an international DJ. I don't really see any of the guys in a relationship, to be honest. So in my eyes, they're all single and I can pick which one I want. So spice it on up.
She could be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
You're just not convinced.
I'm not convinced. Do you know what?
Well, Maura essentially saved the entire series last time around.
That's what they need. They need that now.
But it's a lot of pressure on their shoulders.
It is, but you're Irish. Deliver it. I don't see. Where's the problem?
They keep us as the super subs.
We didn't listen to Maura as she went in and knew she was going to save the series. Do you know what I mean?
It was, I suppose she came in with the same attitude that Kayla has there.
She can do whatever she wants.
I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care that I'm stepping all over everyone's toes. I'm just going to go for him and that's that.
We can expect daily updates, Dermot, I'm sure now, once the Irish have gone into Love Island. We've actually managed to avoid it so far.
When are they actually going in?
They're going in tonight. You'll see Casa Amor happening tonight. So they'll separate the villa.
Mm.
And then you'll see them all going in one by one. Now, I don't know if they might do girls Casa Amor tonight and boys tomorrow night or whatever. I don't know what way they're going to separate it. But weren't even sure that it was going to happen this year.
Okay.
Because of quarantines and all that kind
of
stuff.
Well, the ratings are down, so that's absolutely going to happen.
Yeah. A documentary I think would be worth a watch. On Thursday, Sky Arts, 10 p.m, Chadwick Boseman off camera. So Chadwick Boseman, famously Black Panther, died when he was 43 last year. And the director of this documentary, Sam Jones, interviewed him before he played Black Panther.
Okay.
So he wanted to put together a documentary on who he was as a man, not as any of the big roles that he played. He had a relatively short career. So he just wants to kind of show the world who he was as a man. So I think that'd be worth a watch.
Definitely.
We're big fans of his in our house. So that's on Thursday, 10 o'clock on Sky Arts. And then finally, Dave, I think you're going to love this movie.
Hit me.
It screamed Dave Moore at me when I saw it. It's on Netflix on Thursday and it's called Resort to Love.
Okay.
And it's a rom-com.
Yeah. And I'm already there.
It's about an aspiring pop star who gets booked to play a wedding in Mauritius. And she finds out then that the groom actually is her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
So that's not what's going to get you, Dave.
Oh.
It's produced by Alicia Keys.
What?
And it stars Christina Milian.
No.
Yeah.
Is she the main person?
She's the pop star.
This is already everything I've ever wanted in a movie.
What did Christina Milian sing again?
From AM to PM.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a tune.
She's so good. And it's been described as Love Island meets The Wedding Singer.
Oh.
Hey. So,
Maz, I took one of your recommendations over the weekend.
Go on.
I watched Jolt.
Did you see it?
On Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
This is Kate Beckinsale playing a kind of a female John Wick character.
Badass, yeah.
I had to turn it off.
Oh!
It's so bad.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, it's so bad. Like,
it has so much potential.
It does. It has huge potential. Yeah. She looks amazing. And in fairness, I probably gave it an extra 15 minutes because she's so hot. But it's just trying to be so cool and slick. It just kind of falls down. I wonder, did anyone else watch Jolt?
The little punchlines kind of, you know.
It looks like kind of like a music video or a promotional video for some product rather than a film.
Like Hairspray or something.
Yeah.
Because her hair is phenomenal.
Her hair is amazing. Yeah. And her lips. She's in a constant pout. But
It could be lipstick either.
It just didn't work for me. Do you remember those early Jason Statham movies that you gave me in a USB stick one time?
Yes. Years ago,
Kind of really choppy editing and...
Crank.
And those. It's kind of trying to be a crank, but it doesn't quite get it over the line. Yeah. But look, there's great violence in it. Don't get me wrong. There are some interesting bits, but I couldn't see it out to the end. So I wondered, has anyone else seen Kate Beckinsale's Jolt? Well, but it is great to see her back in lead role in a movie. And I love, there's more of them coming out now where there's a female lead in those styles
in
of John Wick or Jason Bourne type thing. And we need more of those.
A woman pushed too far.
Which we know is way worse.
Christina Milian, Resort to Love. She's a pop star whose ex-boyfriend is the groom. I mean, come on. Somebody hit the lights so we can rock it day and night. People getting down, that's right. From AM to PM. What a tune.
Netflix on Thursday.
Netflix Thursday. I'm on it, Maria. I'm on it. Right. Anybody else got anything to say? 087-4100-102. Maria, thank you for the telly. It's today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.